My body just needed to release what it needed to release. And as soon as I recognized that, as soon as I stopped stressing about the rash and I got very quiet and I started to listen to my own intuition again, it started to get better. So again, I'm here to remind you, it starts with you. It absolutely starts with you. Hey, I'm Alicia Harris, and I am your host of The Alicia Show. Each week, we'll be having conversations about how to enhance your well-being. We'll be sharing strategies and stories and insights to build your business while still navigating life, because sometimes we try to separate the two, and let's face it, if you are not well, you have no business. I am a holistic business growth strategist and a wellness coach who spent over 15 years in corporate before deciding to choose me first to build my brand, Alicia Lifestyle. I'm here to teach you how to redefine what success means to you, ditch the stress and confusion, and learn how to run your business from a place of ease and excitement. Let's get into this week's episode. Hi, and welcome back to The Alicia Show. It's Alicia, your host, and I'm so excited that you're here today with me. So today it's a solo, and I am going to be sharing what I went through recently as a solo business owner. So I just thought it would be good for me to share, because you know me, like I said, one of the reasons why I started this podcast is to talk about taboo topics that sometimes we don't talk about as business owners or as women in general. And so a couple of weeks back, I felt like a complete fraud. There, I said it. I felt like a fraud. My body was in turmoil. I had just come back from an amazing trip where I got to meet my virtual business bestie in person. She lives in Switzerland, and I had the opportunity to go over and meet her for the first time. And we had the most amazing trip. I mean, I don't know how we fit in so much into those 4 days that we had together, but we absolutely did. And she was the best host ever. I mean, imagine this. I had only met her over the internet, and we had become close over a couple of months. And so when I got the opportunity to go visit her in her home country, I said yes. And some people thought I was absolutely crazy because I didn't know her. And some people were like, go for it, Alicia, go and have your adventures. And so that's exactly what I did. So I want to shout out Ronja and also say a shout out to all of my Swiss listeners. Thank you so much for listening to my show. I really appreciate you. And I'm so happy now that I was able to visit you for the second time, but in a different city. And so I came back and I was still all very excited about just having a trip on my own. I left the family, and just like Miriam was talking about in episode 78, I felt deserving. I felt absolutely deserving to take a solo mom trip. Although I was going to meet somebody, I was going without my family, and I felt absolutely great about being able to do that. My husband was very supportive in me going. He knows how hard I've been working. And also, he wanted me to have fun. He knows that a happy wife is a happy life. And so I came back and I got the news the next day that one of my favorite aunts' husband had passed away. And it floored me a little bit because I've had a lot of deaths over the last couple of years. And every time we have another death in the family, it brings me back to losing my mum and just going through the motions. And this particular aunt was literally there throughout and beyond. I mean, I would come home from work and she would be there cooking. The house would be spotless, and she just did everything that she could to make us feel comfortable, to make us feel loved. And so I went round there that same day that I heard, and it crushed me to see how upset she was. And then the next couple of days, my body literally was inflamed from the inside out, and I got a rash that started on my chest and then ended up all over my body. And that completely scared me. It had me stuck in my tracks. I was so uncomfortable. And the reason why I felt fraudulent is because I couldn't use the things that I usually go to in my toolbox, because my body felt so inflamed that any essential oils that I would use was making it worse. And I noticed that some of the foods that I was eating was making it worse. And so I literally felt like I was trapped in my body, and I felt like it was failing me. And so what I did after suffering, because it was really uncomfortable, and I tried a few home remedies and nothing was working at this particular time, I managed to get a e-consult from my doctors, and she prescribed me some antihistamines and some cream. And now, as you can imagine, I was at my wit's end. And so I got this cream from the doctors, and I absolutely pasted my skin with this cream, and my skin was just really just sucking up all of the moisture. And then it got worse. Because I was so desperate, I hadn't read what was in this cream. I hadn't read the ingredients. And I remember going to my husband and saying, my skin is getting worse and I feel like it's on fire. And he said to me, Alicia, what is in that cream? And I turned it over, and the third ingredient was paraffin. And if you don't know, paraffin helps to lock in the moisture. And because your skin is the biggest organ, it needs some way of releasing sweat and moisture, right? And I wasn't allowing my body to do so. So what did it do? It reacted, because it had to push out this toxic ingredients off my skin. So it reacted in the most terrible way. And I had sores everywhere, absolutely everywhere. And that's when I literally got to breaking point. And lucky enough, I was able to speak to a alternative doctor who then told me to get a higher dosage of antihistamines, because the previous doctor had given me a very, very low antihistamine tablet. So I got a higher dosage, which really took the edge off. And then from there, I was able to think. And I know how it feels to be, well, I'm just literally telling you. So I know exactly how it might feel when you're in pain and you're just like, I just need to get something to ease this pain. And so that's exactly what I had done. And now, because of the consequences, I was in a much worse state. And so the antihistamines really, really helped. And then by then, I was able to think straight. And can you imagine, I've just come back from holiday. My aunt's husband has passed away. My family really need me and really want me to spend time with them, because I've been away. And obviously then, on top of that, I have a business to run and clients to serve. So you can imagine the overwhelm had really set in by that stage. And I had to get so quiet and still and not berate myself, right? But not following my intuition, because my intuition was saying to me, Alicia, don't use the cream that the doctors have prescribed. But because my body was in such turmoil, I overrid that. And that happens a lot. That happens a lot in life. That happens a lot in business. And so I'm just here sharing, because I think sometimes we think that we're going through certain elements of life on our own, and we are absolutely not. Sometimes we can't even rationalize as to why we're feeling this way. But for me, I had to have this complete breakdown of my skin and my body telling me that something was wrong for me to reassess things. But before I did that, I needed to get well again. And so what I did is I started to listen to me again. Ultimately, it comes back to you, right? Like I'm always preaching, but I had let everybody else's opinions get into my head. And so once my body had calmed down, the rash was still there, I decided to take matters into my own hands. So I took the antihistamines, but for 10 days, I tried not to put anything else onto my skin. And I did a elimination diet where I stopped eating a lot of food. And I literally just flushed out my system for the first few days because one, I was scared to eat, and two, I didn't want my skin to react again. So I flushed as much as I could. I cut out dairy. I don't drink cow's milk anyway. I'm an oat milk drinker, but I do tend to eat cheese and eggs. And so I cut cheese and eggs out. I cut out citrus foods. So I love to drink lemon and water in the morning or apple cider vinegar. I cut all of that out because I believe that the citrus elements could have been making my skin worse. So really consider that. And although sometimes you feel like burying your head and you're like, I just need a drink to take the edge off. I didn't drink any alcohol. I had not drank any alcohol for weeks anyway. So that was really easy for me. I had to get as much rest as I could. There was no negotiations about that. My body needed to rest and restore. And so I did that. And it was so, so hard because in the midst of everything that was going on with my body, I came on my period as well. So because of everything that I knew, I was in such a dilemma. Was this because of stress? Or was it because I ate something? Was it because I'm perimenopausal? There were so many questions. But intuitively, I knew that it was down to the grieving process of grieving yet another death. And so I knew that I had to endure what was going on, but I also had to take care of myself whilst I was doing it. So I went to bed early. Anything that I watched on TV was funny. So there was lots of Netflix and lots of comedies, just things that were going to make me laugh. I made sure that I spent lots of time with the family because I knew it wasn't contagious what I had. I had to cancel clients, which had I had not been working so hard on my foundations and the operations and the systems of my business, that would have been so difficult for me. So I'm here to remind you again that it's so important to set your foundations, to set systems in place. So if anything does happen like this to you, that is not going to be another stress. You're not going to be stressing about your financials whilst you're trying to heal your body. And yes, I did lose revenue. However, like I've always said, I am the investment. And if I'm not well, my business does not run. I do not generate money. I am not at that stage where my business runs without me. A lot of the work that I do is on a one-on-one basis or on a group coaching basis. And so I need to be well and fit. And I knew how important that was, but I had to take a step back from client work and also just any of the administrational things that I had to do. Lucky enough, the editing team was on hand to be able to help me with small admin bits and also just to help me continue to edit podcast episodes. And then also my VA was there to be able to help with just other small elements like the newsletter that I send out on a Sunday, and just to ensure that there were things in the background that didn't get missed. And so again, I feel so fortunate that I'm able to employ my team, because if it wasn't for them and also the fact that I had my systems in place, then a lot of things would have just stood still. And so when I work with clients, I make sure that one of the things that they 100% do is to audit their systems and their operations and their foundational pieces to ensure that they have some things in place, maybe not all of them, because maybe that's the reason why we're going to be working with each other to grow their business. But I 100% want to do an audit to ensure that they have some things in place just in case, because we never know what's around the corner. So I had to cancel some clients and just move them out. And lucky enough, I have built up a great rapport with my clients. And I'm also modeling for them, right? Because they know that I take my health very seriously. And so they're doing so also with the way they grow their businesses. So when I said to them last minute, I had to cancel, they 100% got it. And so it's really important that you have a great relationship with your clients as well. I got very still in meditation, and I know meditation isn't for everybody, but I got very quiet and I meditated and I journaled. But if meditation is not for you, do something that really helps you to relax your mind. I needed that meditation. I did a lot of body scans to really dial into what was going on in my body and just to give my body love. I did a lot of healing meditations as well. I think I've mentioned this before, but I love the app Insight. It has thousands of different meditations for different things, for different durations. So I would highly recommend that you download the app, especially if you are new to meditation. It's really great for just small duration meditations. I mean, you can get 2 to 3 minute meditations, which is a great place to start. And then the biggest tip that came from my mother-in-law was to stop bathing and showering. I mean, I did wash the important parts, but I stopped showering and bathing because what I was doing without even realizing is I was transferring the rash from different places of my body to another place. And that's what was making it worse. And so I stopped doing that, and that really helped. And then I also made sure that I upped my supplements. I made sure that I was taking a lot of vitamin C in terms of supplements, but also in terms of food. So I bought lots of frozen cherries, which was great for me. And I would make smoothies with spinach and my protein and my collagen in and oat milk and some water and some flax seeds. And I would just blitz that. And that was really, really good and healing for me. And then when I could feel like I wanted something sweet, then I would just eat the frozen cherries as well, because that was really helpful for cooling down my body. And because sometimes when you think about the vitamin C's, you think about oranges and so forth. But because my body was so inflamed and I didn't want to bring any more citrus fruits into my body, I stopped taking in any citrus fruits and I just stuck to my smoothies and any other foods that I could find that was high in vitamin C. I took extra zinc and vitamin D. So I found some immunity supplements, which were really, really good. And then I also upped my level of magnesium in terms of, I have a magnesium spray. So I sprayed my magnesium spray on, because what I was finding is that my nervous system was shot. And so I really, really needed to restore that. And so that was really, really for me, and it helped tremendously. And now what I've been doing is I've been introducing foods in one by one and just double checking to make sure that I don't have any reactions, and I haven't done so far. But I have also been making sure that anything that I use on my body is natural products. And I know this, but I was so desperate. But now all I'm using is shea butter. So I got myself some shea butter and I've added some vitamin E to it and some rosehip oil, and I've whipped up my own shea butter coming to a store nearby. It is so, so good that I might actually just package it up and sell it, but it is so, so, so good. And then rather than adding any essential oils to it, I have slowly incorporated using my essential oils again. So my essential oils that help calm down my body, like the lavenders and the frankincense, which is also great for immunity. I've been using that also, but rather than using it in a large amount, I've been using it in small doses and it's been working a treat. So I am sharing all of this because no matter what you're going through, I wanted you to know that stress could show up in any type of way. I mean, I have been looking after myself. Well, I believed I was looking after myself, but the grief triggered in me that I wasn't okay. I mean, I don't even want to count the amount of people that I have known, family, friends that have passed away over the last couple of years, but I've been holding on. And so I just want to remind you that grief and stress can turn up in so many different ways, so many different ways. So we really have to look at our relationship with grief and our relationship with stress. Don't forget, I did a whole episode with the amazing Uma all about just reviewing your relationship with grief. And that doesn't have to be somebody who's passed away. That could be anything, right? So I really want you to think about that and really reflect on what it is that you may be grieving. And now that I feel so much better, I am able to really make more considerations, but it's also taught me so many lessons. So I believe everything happens for a reason, right? And I have learned so much from this situation. And so I know that my systems and foundations need work. I need to put other things in place. And so I'm taking those lessons that I have learned and I am working on them. And I'm also recognizing that my body didn't fail me and my toolkit didn't fail me. My body just needed to release what it needed to release. And as soon as I recognized that, as soon as I stopped stressing about the rash and I got very quiet and I started to listen to my own intuition again, it started to get better. So again, I'm here to remind you, it starts with you. It absolutely starts with you. And so if you are having any issues with your skin, your gut, your perimenopausal journey, any health problems that we have touched upon, remember there is a whole library of episodes that I have recorded just for you, because I know from my standpoint, when we share and when we discuss these topics, then we don't feel alone. So I'm here to be that poster child who is here to talk about all of the things that we may not necessarily want to talk about as business owners, as women, as Black women, as caregivers. I'm here to talk about them all, because for so long, I know in my community and as a female Black business owner, there are certain elements of our lifestyles and our businesses that don't get talked about. So I'm here to share as much as possible. So I really hope that you have gotten something from this episode. I have shared everything that I went through, but also shared how I got back to health. And so hopefully something from there has resonated. And remember, you can always come back to this episode and listen to it. Or if there is anybody that you know that may need to listen to this episode, please go ahead and share it with them. Remember, if you're feeling overwhelmed in any way, then I have recorded a 3-part video series for you on how to beat overwhelm. I share my 8 ways of how I stop my overwhelm. And I definitely went back to those when I was feeling really overwhelmed and they helped me immensely. So the information for those videos will be linked into the show notes. And lastly, I really hope that you're okay. And if you're not and you need to speak to somebody, remember, I am here. I'm here to cheerlead you along. Please don't hesitate to get in contact. You can find me in my Instagram DMs, or you can send me an email and I'll be more than happy to have a chat. I will share all of my information in the show notes. Just want to let you know you are amazing and you are deserving. You are deserving of taking some time off when you're not feeling well. Do not try and push through, especially if you are a business owner, especially if you're juggling all of the things. You're a partner, you're a parent, you're a caregiver. Don't push through. It is not worth it. And it may make the situation worse. Okay. I will speak to you again next week. Thank you so much for listening. And as always, share how this episode helped you. Take care for now. Bye. I really hope you enjoyed this episode of The Alicia Show. If you loved this episode as much as I did, head over and rate and subscribe so you never miss an episode. New episodes drop every week on a Wednesday. I can't wait to hang out with you again soon. And lastly, remember to invest in yourself first because you are important and amazing. Take care until next time. Bye-bye.